Dyson Heydon, a useful enough cricketer to have played for the Prime Minister's 11 in 1964, today decided to bat on. Acting as both batsman and umpire, Mr. Heydon today defied cries of "How's that?" from the unions and ruled himself not out as Royal Commissioner into Trade Union Corruption. Union lawyers had argued that he might have created a perceived conflict of interest by accepting an invitation to speak at a Liberal Party fundraiser. One of the reasons Commissioner Heydon said he could not have been compromised by an email exchange was the fact that he doesn't have a computer. Long known for writing his judgments in longhand, he wrote today, "I read emails only after they have been printed out for me." Reporter Brendan Trembath was at the Royal Commission as Dyson Heydon announced his decision.
10 days after union lawyers demanded Dyson Heydon QC disqualify himself from the Royal Commission into Trade Union Corruption, he's ruled on their request.
Silence, all stand.
In a fairly low-key way, he indicated he was going nowhere.
I've considered all the submissions. In my opinion, the applications must be dismissed. I publish my reasons.
In the 67-page document, the Commissioner dismisses the possibility that a fair-minded lay observer might doubt his impartiality. The union lawyers calling for his disqualification focus largely on emails passing between him and the coordinator of the Sir Garfield Barwick address from April 2014 until earlier this month. Dyson Heydon QC works in a rarefied world where one doesn't send one's own emails. He's revealed in his written reasons that he doesn't even have a computer. These are his words. "At the outset, it should be noted that there is evidence that I have no computer and that all email correspondence is sent and received by my personal assistant. Indeed, it is notorious among the legal profession that I am incapable of sending or receiving emails. The consequence is that I read emails only after they have been printed out for me." Dyson Heydon's disclosure has been widely mocked on Twitter. Commentator Mike Carlton asked, "Is it true, as alleged, that Dyson Heydon doesn't use a computer, writes it all in longhand?" His decision to push on with the Royal Commission drew instant condemnation from ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver, who attended today's short session and spoke to reporters as he left the building.
"This Royal Commission has been a $60 million taxpayer-funded political exercise that Tony Abbott has used to weaken his political opponents in the Labor Party. Tony Abbott confirmed this last week when he publicly announced that the Royal Commission is an exercise to clean up his opponents in the Labor Party. So notwithstanding Dyson Heydon's decision today, where he sat in judgment of himself and decided not to recuse himself on our application for perception of bias, we're of the view that this Royal Commission is biased. It is a waste of taxpayers' money, and again, the ACTU and the trade union movement are renewing our calls for Tony Abbott to stop wasting taxpayers' dollars and shut it down. And despite the decision today of Dyson Heydon, the reality is that this Royal Commission is now terminally tarnished, and any recommendation out of this can't be taken seriously in respect of looking at it for the political nature of this commission.
What's your next move? Will you go to the federal court?
Look, we'll consider and read the reasons for judgment. We've only just received it. We'll need to talk to our legal counsel, and we will engage with our affiliates, and we'll make an announcement in due course. I'm also aware that there is a resolution still to go before the Senate when Parliament sits next week, again asking the Governor-General to remove Dyson Heydon as Commissioner.
Don't taxpayers and the public have a right to an investigation into allegations of union corruption?
Well, we've always said all along, if there are allegations of corruption, if there's allegation of criminality, take it to the appropriate authorities. Go to the state police, go to the federal police, go to the Crime Commission, go to the ACCC, go to the Fair Work Commission. These are the bodies that are appropriately best dealt with dealing with this.
The Royal Commission resumes tomorrow with more evidence on the CFMEU in the ACT.
Brendan Trembath.